Hi everyone, good afternoon. I'm Leslie. I'm a compulsive overeater. Thank you, Ziva, for asking me to lead today. And thank you for this meeting. I'm new to this meeting, but not new to Overeaters Anonymous. I have been in OA since January of 2015. So by my math, that's 11 years in OA, and this program is the foundation of my life. It's also what has made my life transform over the past 11 years. And I will keep coming back because there is no solution out there that is quite like this one. And I'm so grateful to have found it all those years ago. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what it looked like before I found OA and how I got here, and then what is it's like now and how I work my program today. But as I was sitting down today, I was just feeling so much gratitude for what this life looks like, and so much gratitude for OA. And I was like counting on my fingers how many women have sponsored me through the 12 steps over these past 11 years. It's more than I would like to admit because, when I came in, I had this, idea that I would have this really linear journey in OA, that I would like fully achieve all of the things that were meant to achieve, the promises would come true, and, I would do all of that with like a single sponsor, and we'd have a lifelong journey together. And let me tell you that this program has been the biggest challenge to that perfectionism that I've encountered in my life. But it's been like such a safe place to explore, how challenging it is to live as a perfectionist. So I'm really grateful for all of the messy twists and turns. I also think that this disease is incredibly tricky because you have to eat, and you have to eat multiple times a day, every day. And then the other big thing that I've really been encountering of late is that I'm human. And because of that, I'm like this living, breathing organism that doesn't require the same exact routine every day, every year, forever and ever. My life is completely different than the life that I had when I came into OA. And those changes have happened gradually over the many years, but my program has had to adapt to all of the many life stages that I've walked through in the last 11 years. And it will continue to have to do so. And I hate that because I like to just like stay clean on yesterday's shower. But here we are. I find that I have to work harder for my recovery today than I ever have. And that's not to scare off any newcomers. If you're new, welcome. You have found the solution, and I hope you'll stay with us. Let me flash back a little bit to 2015. Well, I'll go to December 31st, 2014. So I already knew that OA existed, and I knew that because I had a diet buddy, and we would trade notes on all the different things that we were doing to control and maintain our body size, our food, our relationship to, that body size, and like to try to be thin. And why did I have that person in my life? Well, I had struggled with compulsive overeating, compulsive food behaviors, and mostly compulsive dieting, honestly, my whole life. So I, grew up with an older sister, 2 years older than me, who I still think the world of today. But having that older sister and being as sensitive as I was, I really absorbed everything that was going on around me. And she happened to have been overweight, and that was a problem for my parents. And I really took that to heart, even though it wasn't about me. And so I started out with a binge buddy and a diet buddy, and that was my older sister. And that was kind of the trajectory of my life. It was always like other people's stuff, other people's things. I mean, my college roommate was a practicing anorexic, and I remember sitting in our college apartment and showing her how to eat Cheez-Its, like being like, look, this is how, you eat the food. And thinking that I was helping her, but in fact, I was just harming me. So I was this, addicted to dieting. I did the same commercial weight loss program 5 or 6 times in 3 different states. It was sort of like my home base. If all else felt out of control, I could go back to this commercial weight loss program. I was like 1 step away from purchasing a lifetime membership there. And I would eat their packaged foods and, weigh in. And then as I got to Los Angeles after college, I, found all these other ways to try. I was a seeker, so really like looking for a spiritual solution, mostly to just fix myself and my body, which I always thought was a problem. And so I found, healers and woo-woo people and acupuncturists. And, I one time did a cleanse that I think I was supposed to do for like a week or 2 weeks. I did it for 9 months, and it included cutting out like all animal proteins, caffeine, chocolate, da 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 da. So what I can say is I have a lot of experience practicing different diets, different solutions for my body. And it was always just this roller coaster. It was always up, down, up, down. So it was, and I think ultimately, like, the wound that I was practicing was like, no, you don't get to judge me first. I'm gonna judge me. I'm gonna tell you that I know, like, I'm not okay. And here are the ways that I'm working on it. And now you're gonna all suffer from those things. I shared in a meeting recently that when I was on this vegan cleanse, I made all of my friends and their significant others go sit with me at this like horrific vegan restaurant and pretend to enjoy it. So my disease harmed others in more ways than one. So what happened is on December 31st, 2014, I went to a New Year's party. I was dressed in all black, as one does. And I thought like a very slimming sort of look with like a large coat over my outfit, because we always need to wear large coats in Los Angeles. And I went to this party, and very inappropriately, a family friend of ours came up to me and said, I can tell you've gained weight, and I can tell that you're not happy. And at the time, I was deep in, isolation. I was ordering, whole pizzas to my house, charging my phone in the other room so I didn't have to answer to anyone, and just, eating until it hurt. And then eating some more. And so I knew that he saw me, and it was so utterly painful. I had been to one OA meeting maybe 6 months to a year before, not entirely clear. But I went to this meeting here in Los Angeles in person, and I looked around the room, and I'm like, everybody here is old, everybody here is fat, I'm out. And that was where my mind took me. In my disease, it was just like I couldn't see the similarities. I couldn't look for the miracle. I couldn't look for the beauty in other people. I just saw how you were different. So, cut to, New Year's Day, almost 11 or a little over 11 years ago. And I called that diet buddy who had since found OA, and I asked her to have coffee with me, and I saw the light in her eyes. And she took me to a meeting here in Los Angeles that same day. And I heard people talking about perfectionism, specifically as it's outlined in the fourth step in the OA 12 and 12. And I was like, these are my people, I'm home. And I've never left. And I'm so grateful for this fellowship. Like I said, it's the foundation of my life. My first four step in OA got me into another 12-step program that had to do with all the stuff that I did as a young person, where it was always about the other people and trying to, fix them. And I'm grateful for those two programs that hold hands, especially as it relates to me and my program and my disease. And in a way, I just came in on fire, partially because there was a fire chasing me, and that was the food, and this apparent, ability for everyone to see that I had gained weight, which was not really something I was very fond of. I definitely came for the vanity and stayed for the sanity. And I got a sponsor right away. I started in the big book. That's why I'm so grateful for this meeting, because it just takes me right back to the literature. That big book is imperfect, but so powerful. And I hear myself all over those pages. I've especially been like thinking about, those pages right around the fourth step where, we're forever the actor trying to arrange the lights, if the show would just go on and if people would behave exactly the way that we wanted them to behave, like everything would be fine. Oh boy, what a trap for me and for my disease. So I have worked all 12 steps. I'm back in step one right now. I have sponsored other women. Like I said, I've had more than one sponsor. I have found different home groups here and there. Zoom and the pandemic were not my best time in OA, but I stuck with you guys. That isolation was really, really hard and really painful for me. And living alone, I've heard that saying, like, our minds are a dangerous place. Don't go there alone. I attended a graduate program that makes me extra good at arguing my case. And so if I'm in my head justifying what I'm doing with food, with my body, and I'm going there alone and I'm not sharing it with someone else, it's not great. So relapse is a part of my story, and I definitely experienced that during the pandemic, but I never left. I just mucked around in here through the pain of relapse. I have never gone a day without a sponsor. I try to pray on my knees every day. And that's not something that comes naturally to me. I didn't grow up with any sort of religion that I practiced in a physical way. And so it's been a fun adjustment for me. I got married in September, and I now share a bedroom with my husband. And so to roll out of bed onto my knees every morning without like having to explain to this person what I'm doing has been kind of funny. And honestly, I don't think he would care at all. If he ever noticed, but it's just, my disease. It's like, it's all about me. I need to explain myself to everyone. So I want to talk about some of the ways that my life has changed, and then I'll talk about what my program looks like today. So, when I came into OA, I was just about to turn 30, and I'm 41 now. And I'm so grateful that I found OA as young as I did. And if you're new and you're young, you are so lucky. And I hope you'll grab somebody's hand and just stick around. I came in, on my knees and grabbed a hold of somebody, and I will never regret that. I was single at the time. I was in a job transition. I was constantly running from place to place. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what career I wanted. I can now reflect back and say, like, I had such an abundance of choices and options. Like, it wasn't hard for me. I'm incredibly lucky. But at the time, it felt really hard and really painful. And now, as a woman in recovery and somebody who these 12 steps have really transformed, I've been at the same company for, it'll be 11 years on Tuesday. So almost my entire time in OA, I have dealt with hardship in that work position, including the death of my boss very unexpectedly, several years in, for which I'm very grateful for my other 12-step program for walking me through that. I've had breakups and, new relationships and, money stuff and people stuff. And, today, what it looks like is, like I said, I got married to a wonderful human being, in September of last year. And, I wasn't the smallest size that I've ever been on my wedding day. That was like this fantasy that I had to, that I'd carried around for many, many, many years, way before I was ever in program, that I got to let go of. And I felt so beautiful on my wedding day and so present and so calm. And that was just completely a miracle of this program. I didn't eat my wedding cake. I don't feel sad about that. I participate in life today. I travel all over the world for work and for fun. And I have a really big, beautiful life. I have two dogs. I live here in Los Angeles. My office is about a mile from my house. I have a really nice neighborhood with really nice neighbors, and I get to go to in-person meetings here in LA, which is a gift. And I know not all of us around the world on this meeting get to attend regular in-person meetings because either they're not available or they don't feel like this meeting feels. And so I just want to express my gratitude for that. And I have a sponsor, and I have a new sponsor. Because, like I said in the beginning of this talk, I need to, my program needs to adapt as my life grows. So I've been undergoing IVF since, well, for as long as I can remember, but really like in it, in the trenches of it, since the beginning of this year. And I share that because so many women here have walked me through different parts of this. And so, if I can be of service to anybody who's going through that, I now have experience and strength and hope to share. And so, I wanted to be sponsored by somebody who had been a parent and is a parent and has walked through some of the stuff that I'm walking through. So, that's what I mean when I say my program has to adapt. My food looks different than it did a year ago. I'm still in the process of redefining what abstinence looks like for me, and I just want to be honest about that. But I'm here, and I'm here, and I'm of service in Overeaters Anonymous. I am a part of this group. I feel more a part of this group today than I did, 6 or 7 months ago, when I was trying to work the same program that had worked for me for many years, that was no longer working because of the phase of life I'm in.
2 minutes left.
And I'm really grateful for that. So if you, I hear that, thank you. So if you feel like you've been here for a while and you're far away, but still kind of showing up, just keep coming because I'm back in the warm place that I have for this program, and it only took a couple of little changes, little tweaks. But I'm so grateful to be in that pocket because that is where God lives, that is where my higher power lives, and I feel connected to and in relationship with that higher power, which I do not understand, which I do call God, but just because it's a shorthand. And I get to be carried by the fellows in this program, by that higher power, by the literature, by, people that I sponsor, by my own sponsor who can laugh with me about the joys and the trials of, being nauseous on hormones. I just feel so held by this program today. And my food doesn't look perfect, and my relationships with people aren't perfect. But my life is big and full and rich and beautiful. And I'm at a healthy body weight today. I'm very grateful for my physical body and what it can do. I worked out really hard in the gym this morning, but not too hard. And, you know, I found things that work for my life that are loving, that feel empowering, that feel strengthening, that feel supportive. And that is not where I was 12 years ago. I was beating myself up. I was living in shame. I was expressing my shame all over the place, and I was hurting other people. And for today, I don't sit in my shame by myself. And so I hope you won't either. Thank you for letting me share.